Everyone. Good morning, doctors. Thank you so much for coming to Mount Abu. Today we are going to start our first session in 36th National Conference of Mind, Body and Medicine. Today's session is Holistic Approach to Diabetics. Holistic Approach to Diabetes. And the speaker for today's session is Dr. Shrimant Sahu. Let us welcome him with a round of applause. Let me give a brief introduction about Dr. Shrimant. He is a graduate from Sambalpur University, Orissa. He did his master's in diabetology from Annamalai University, Tamil Nadu. He is a consultant diabetologist at Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. He is also a project director of Holistic Approach to Diabetes, which we call that as HAD. He is doing his service in around the world, tuning to say Alvida to diabetes. So today we'll definitely know how we can say Alvida to diabetes easily. Okay? Let me take this opportunity to introduce our two chair speakers, Dr. Krishna Kumar. He is the professor of orthopedics, NMCH, Patna. Can we just welcome him with a round of applause? Let me also take this opportunity to introduce our next chairperson, Dr. Chandra Basumalik. He is a diabetic specialist. Ma'am, please welcome on the dais. So I'll welcome our Brahma Kumari sister to welcome her with a badge. Can we just continue the round of applause, please? Thank you so much, doctor. Thank you, sister. So without wasting any time, let us start the session.
Om Shanti. A very warm and hearty welcome to all of you. It's a great pleasure. It is a pride privilege to welcome all master gods here. Out of all professions, it is the medical profession which is called the noble profession. And out of all, it is only the doctors who are addressed as next to God. This noble word nobody actually acquires in this society. It is only for the doctors people address as next to God. That's why I told you are all master gods here. I am very glad to meet all of you, and really we are very proud to have such a noble profession in the society. You have come all the way from various parts of our country, and I see here there are so many all masters here, the MDs, then master of surgery, doctor of medicine, even DM, even principal, and all of our cream of our medical profession. And this is the conference where you have come. It is the 36th National Conference on Mind, Body and Medicine. I can share my experience. I came long back here. At that time this Gyan Saurav complex was not there. And that was the second mind-body medicine conference. And after that, I joined this organization. And today, in 36th National Conference, you are here. And you must have attended so many conferences in the life, but this is a unique conference where you will experience really what is the difference you will understand here. There are so many conferences. We are from various disciplines of our medical science. and we attend the particular discipline conference and talk about diseases, medicine, so many things. But it will be entirely different conference, because all of us, we are from various other disciplines, various disciplines of the medicines, and we are joined together. And this conference is a mind-body medicine conference. Here, how beautifully these three things, mind, body and medicine, they are linked together, you will understand, to actually attain the complete health. And how they are very closely linked together. The missing dimension is the mind. In various conferences, you must be talking about various diseases and medicine, so many things. But here, for the first time, you will understand. You will go to the depth of the spiritual science, which is beyond the medical science. And this is the need of the hour. Because all of us, we know that in the world today, the most important problem today is mental illnesses. It is a major problem of the world. And it is going to be more serious day by day. And this is the missing dimension. If you do not amalgamate the mind with the body and the medicine, the treatment always remains incomplete. And today the major illnesses, whatever we see, the non-communicable disorders like diabetes, hypertension, heart diseases, coronary artery diseases, then stroke or even cancer, all the diseases, the WHO says, these are all due to stress. American Medical Association says 60% of the human illnesses are due to stress. 60%. So unless we address this aspect, naturally our treatment remains incomplete. That's why, in spite of so much of drugs today, we see the diseases, how they are spreading. You may be of any discipline, like you may be a gynecologist or dentist or ophthalmologist or anybody, but I believe that every alternate patient of your clinic or OPD in a hospital will be a diabetes patient today. Why? How? When I realized when I was studying medicine during that period, we had only three drugs, DBATD, metformin and Downil. We have such a big list of drugs in our armamentarium today. But we see how diabetes is spreading like a epidemic. We talk so many things about the medicine and so many things, but the missing dimension, again I am telling here, I'll discuss. I will not talk about diabetes, all of you know. I will not talk about the medicines and all these things, which is beyond medicine, I will talk about that. And surprisingly, I was not a diabetologist since beginning of my career. I am an anesthesiologist. I looked after 4 operation theaters for 15 years. But today, as a diabetologist, I am talking why? Looking at the burden. Every alternate patient coming for surgery is diabetic. His sugar is not controlled. I took interest. And today, since last 10 years, I am totally focused. And in our global hospital, we are treating diabetes with spirituality. And how I have amalgamated all these things, medical science and spiritual science, and how we are treating holistically, I'll just give you a glimpse. And what is the result also, you'll listen from patients. So most welcome. Let us rejuvenate our life with Brahma Kumaris. Let us rejuvenate our life with Brahma Kumaris. And holistic approach to diabetes management. It is a presentation for all of you today. I am the opening batsman. I am really delighted. I am glad that you will listen so many things about, little bit about medicine, disease and all these things, very small things. But the most important thing for what you have come here, and that will be regarding our spiritual science. And how we are lagging behind, that's why we are not able to give the complete health to the people. We ourselves also are becoming victim of these diseases. That's what I will talk. And do you know, when I came for the first time here, Mount Abu, at that time somebody introduced our chief of our Brahma Kumaris, Dadi Prakashmani. At that time she was there, she is no more. But when she came to know that I am a doctor, then she told, okay, doctor, most welcome. Now you have to become a double doctor. I could not understand. Like, double doctor kya hota hai, dadi? Dadi kehti hai, doctor, aap to body ki bimari theek karte ho, lekin abhi sabhi ko atma ki bimari lagi hui hai. O bimari ka doctor koi nahi hai. You become a spiritual doctor also. So this is the only university where you will become a, when if you join, you will become a double doctor. And if you are a DM, you will become a master of divinity. If you are a MD, you will become a master of, you will become a doctor of spirituality. And master of spirituality. And if you are a MS, you will become master of spirituality. And if you are a MD, you will become a master of divinity. And if you are a DM, you will become a doctor of meditation. So, you will get all the double degrees here. And I think the concept for which people were worshipping doctors once upon a time as next to God, because we had that healing power. We had that healing touch, spiritual touch. Now, what we are lacking today. So, in this conference, you will get an introduction to that, what is that spiritual degrees and all these things. I believe all of you will have all these degrees from here, MD, MS and DM and MCH, all these degrees you will get from here, and all of you will become double doctor from here and go. So, holistic means encompassing the whole of the thing and not just the part. And in medicine, holistic medicine is characterized by the treatment of the whole person, taking into account mental, social factors rather than just the symptoms of the disease. Most of the corporate hospitals, wherever we go today, what we are doing? We are treating human body is just like a machine. You are symptomatically, you are giving some drugs and that's all. But no, we are not machines. A human being is not a machine, so that you will just repair a part which is damaged. No. We are somebody else, we will come to know that. So what is holistic view of health? The holistic view of health means looking at the whole person, body and mind, and not the specific symptoms to find cures or elements. And human being is not a body. In fact, we are spiritual beings. We have emotions also. We are emotional beings. We are spiritual beings. And if you neglect that aspect, then naturally you cannot heal somebody. And human being, it has been derived from a word, that is Greek word, that is humus, humus plus being. Humus means soil, being means soul. When a soul enters into the body, look at this. Just when a soul enters into the body, then you become a human being. This body is just made up of flesh and bones. What is that? And when the soul enters into the body, then we interact, we talk, we do everything. And when the soul departs from the body, we say, it's that. It's no more. And we are basically souls. And the holistic approach, the mind, body and medicine, all are amalgamated together. There is a close association between all these three. You cannot neglect one person. We have to mix all these things. Then only you can give the complete health. So, what is mind? And some people say, the brain is doing everything and brain is everything. There is no mind, fine. But in medical science, we don't see, when you dissect the whole human body, you don't see a mind. So what is mind? Mind is entirely different from brain. It is not synonymous with brain. And our brain is like a computer. It is just like a computer. And whatever the cost the computer may be, but always there should be an operator. Who is the operator? Who is the operator? Look at this baby. He's not... know how to put a paint even, and he is operating the computer. So, who is the operator? The operator is the soul, and it has three faculties: mind, intellect, and sanskar. Mind is the power through which you think, the power of thinking. It is the faculty of the soul through which it. Mind is not a different thing. The same soul, when it thinks, it is called mind. And when we decide it is right, it is wrong, it is good, it is bad, at that time it is called intellect. The same soul is deciding. Intellect is not a different thing. The same soul. And sanskar, the result of repeated action. Whenever you do something repeatedly, the result you get, it is called sanskar. So these are the three faculties, and mind is one faculty of the soul, and the brain is a hardware. The soul is a software, and the brain is physical. You can see it, you can hold it, you can dissect it, but the mind or the soul is totally metaphysical, non-physical. And it has 100 billions of cells, neurocells we know, and it has 50,000 of thoughts per day. All of us, we think at least 50,000 thoughts are coming from our mind. And it has higher brain, lower brain, it has conscious mind, subconscious mind, all of us we know. And mind is just like a runless horse. It is moving here and there. In a fraction of a second, you can go to America, you can go to London, anywhere you can travel. And throughout the day, in the mind, we create only four types of thoughts. The first is the positive, second is the negative, third is the necessary, fourth is the unnecessary. And majority of all us, we are thinking necessary, unnecessary and negative thoughts. We are just entangled with all these three types of thoughts, and that's why we drain out our energy. Whenever you have positive thoughts only, then only you conserve energy. And spirituality teaches that how to think always positively so that you can retain your energy. And why holistic approach to diabetes management today? We are here to discuss about the holistic approach. What conventionally in other conferences, other hospitals, we don't talk about this. And in Brahma Kumaris, we are treating all these heart diseases, diabetes, holistically. And we see the excellent result. And what is that out of my experience, I'll share you. So, diabetes is a disease which affects the physical, mental, social aspects of our health. When somebody is diabetic, you see all this, it involves all the organs of the body, all the organs, all the systems of the body. And not only that, majority of the people become mentally distressed. Oh my God, I had diabetes. My parents did not have diabetes. Why at all I had the diabetes, this disease? My God, whole life I cannot take sweets. They become mentally depressed. And it affects the society also. The whole family is disturbed. If somebody is a teacher, for example, somebody is a teacher, he becomes diabetic. He was an excellent teacher. He was teaching and hundreds of thousands of students, they were becoming brilliant and they were becoming IAS officers or brilliant doctors, engineers. But suppose he became diabetic, he had food ulcer, he cannot, most of the time he remains absent in the school, he cannot take voluntary retirement because financial burden. So how many, the careers of how many students are spoiled? Just imagine. So diabetes not only affects the physical, mental, but it is the social aspects of our health also. And diabetes management is something beyond sugar control. Most of us, we focus the sugar only, look at the sugar only, but no, it is beyond sugar control. If you ask a cardiologist what is diabetes, he will say, diabetes is a cardiovascular disease manifested as hyperglycemia. If you ask a ophthalmologist, he will say, diabetes is a ophthalmic disease manifested as retinopathy. If you ask a nephrologist, he will say diabetes is a kidney disease manifested as nephropathy. So diabetes it is not a sugar disease only. It affects the entire body, entire systems of the whole body. And it is a multi-systemic, multifactorial and multi-hormonal disorder. And it is a lifelong, lifestyle-related and life-threatening disorder. Life-threatening disorder. And do you know, every year in our country, 10 lakhs people are dying out of this only disease, diabetes. 10 lakhs, that means a big city is vanishing every year. Majority people, they do not know also. Our, the health, the policy makers and all these things, if they realize this, naturally, the scenario would have been different. So every year, and do you know, every 20 seconds, somebody is losing his limb. Why I am today here? Because I lost my uncle. And he was a very healthy gentleman, and he was diagnosed diabetes and he had a foot ulcer and he was amputated and died of septicemia. Then only I changed my career. After 25 years completion of MBBS, does somebody change his discipline? But I changed my discipline and I took a bow. No, I'll do something for diabetes. And do you know, every year, 5 million of people are dying in the entire globe. Half a crore of people are dying. And every 6 seconds somebody is dying of diabetes complication. So, and International Diabetes Federation today is telling, WHO is telling, protect your future, otherwise your kids will die in front of you. Whatever things you have done in your life, that's why you have diabetes at the age of 50. If the same mistakes will be repeated by your children, they will develop diabetes at the age of 15. And I I am seeing the same scenario here. You see, the Mount Abu is a small town of 20,000 population only, but majority of our patients are from Delhi, from Calcutta, from Bombay. Today only there are so many patients from Calcutta. West Bengal people have come here. Why? Why? And I see majority, the parents are healthy, but the young children, 20 years, not even 20 years, they have dyslipidemia, they have hypertension, they have diabetes, all these problems. So that's why International Diabetes Federation is telling, protect your future, otherwise your kids will die in front of you. What they are consuming? See what is happening. So since last 10 years, the International Diabetes Federation is telling, educate, only drugs cannot solve this problem. And since last almost 10 years, alone me, like me, many doctors are there, I have conducted more than 300 programs all over the world where thousands of people come and I teach them how to live with diabetes. And practically we are at war with diabetes, at war. And are we safe ourselves? Are we safe? 5 years back, Professor Ramachandran from Chennai, he's a renowned diabetologist of the country, he conducted a survey. He invited about 2,500 MD medicine of our country from various states. And unfortunately, he found 50% of doctors themselves are suffering from diabetes and hypertension. Then who will save the nation? Who will save the other people? So that's why, are we safe ourselves? No. And so the therapeutic option, I was telling, in 95 only we had this handful number of drugs. Today we have a big list of drugs in allopathy only. Besides Ayurveda, homeopathy, there are so many pathies, so many remedies, so many drugs. But what is the end result? All of us, we know. Every one out of every 11 person is suffering from diabetes today, and 415 million are suffering in the entire globe. And diabetes today in our country, about 73 million people, they are having high diabetes, and borderline also an equal number. That means 15 crores of people are suffering from diabetes in India. Is there any solution? Is there any solution? What is the solution? So pharmaceutical approach is just a part of diabetes management. It is just a part. And stress is the basic cause of more than 60% of hemolysis today. This is what American Medical Association tells you. So what is stress? Stress, actually, it is a proxy killer. People are dying of heart attack, accident, suicide, all these things. But the stress is the cause behind. People do not recognize it. And stress is a form of mental agony. Whenever some situation comes, we can't decide what to do, then only the mental turmoil we have. And it is a state of mental and emotional strain and tension resulting from adverse and demanding circumstances. And whenever there is some change in life, we face change, we become stressful. But it is the only truth which is in the world, is it is change. All of us since childhood, how much change we have in our life. But still, whenever there is some change, immediately it becomes stressful. And if the stress is sustained for a long period, then it becomes harmful, deleterious. Small amount of stress also causes, it affects our body, and ultimately they accumulate, and ultimately we suffer from disease. By the time we have heart attack, at that time there won't be any stress. But the stress we had long back, they are all accumulated, and the angiopathies, the endothelial dysfunction we have, it is the end result. But at present we may not have health. So little bit of stress is also harmful for the body. And all of us, we know the stress is due to our negative and waste thoughts of our mind. And as you think, so shall you become. You see here the lady, how she looks. On the left side you see, she is crying. Why? Thinking something negative. And she is laughing. She is something positive. That's why. So, and when there is stress, all of us, we know, when there is a stressful event in our life, then we secrete a lot of glucocorticoids, and they affect the hippocampus and hypothalamus of the brain, and they secrete corticotropin releasing hormones, and they affect the stimulate the pituitary gland to secrete ACTH, and ultimately adrenal, and lot of cortisol we secrete, adrenaline, noradrenaline, all these things, and they increase our heart rate, our blood pressure and blood sugar and whatnot, everything. And if they are high, there is a negative feedback and they suppress. But when somebody is having stress, the loop does not work and it leads to continuous secretion of the stress hormones, cortisol. And the thoughts and the response, how, if you are thinking negatively, the hypothalamus, pituitary axis, adrenal axis, they secrete stress hormones, cortisol, and there is sympathetic dominance, and you secrete a lot of acetylcholine, epinephrine, histamine, 5-HT, all these things, and which leads to fight or flight response, weakness, lethargy, then sadness, diseases. But whereas if you think positively, then you see the brain cells, they secrete the neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, which are positive hormones, and there is parasympathetic dominance, and you feel the sense of well-being, euphoria and happiness, and energetic and healthy. So positive things, thinking process only makes us healthy. And when there is stress, there will be fight and flight responses, and you see the breathing rate, blood pressure, heart rate, metabolism, blood sugar, adrenaline, then sensory awareness, all these things they increase. But when you have relaxation response, the rest and recuperation, then all they decrease. Whereas when you have stress, the thought processes, creativity, concentration, immune system, digestion, all these, they are negative. But if you have relaxation response, they all are stimulated. So positive thoughts re-regulates the hypothalamus pituitary axis by shutting down the abnormal cortisol production and allows proper functioning of the HPA, immune system, and adrenal gland, and reduces cortisol level. And if you have positive thoughts, the brain releases the neurotransmitters, that is serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphin, and it activates the parasympathetic system and releases norepinephrine and then nitric oxide and nerve endings, which cause vasodilation. All these ultimately they lead to decreased blood pressure, blood sugar, heart rate, the breathing rate, increased supply of blood to the brain, muscles, muscle relaxation, increased concentration, increased sense of well-being, then alertness and reduced anxiety. So positive thoughts can only deal the stress which day-to-day life we face encounter. So, and what is the solution then? The key to this stress management is to change our thought process. The thought process, our thinking, own thinking. And meditation is an art of positive thinking. When you meditate, you think positively. Think positively. And Rajyoga meditation, which is taught in Brahma Kumaris, it is nothing but loveful remembrance of our sweet father God. Because God is full of all positive energy. He has nothing but positivity. So when we remember God, we accumulate the positive energy in our body. So Rajyoga meditation taught by Brahma Kumaris is the art of positive thinking. So Rajyoga meditation, discover the science of you and your infinite potentials. All human beings, we have tremendous energy within us. And if you discover it, then you can do whatever you like, I can tell you. Swami Vivekananda, if you have read his Rajyoga meditation written by Swami Vivekananda, I read long back. He has told, a meditator after meditation, a yogi after meditation experiences as if he can engulf the entire ocean, he can shake the Himalayan. This tremendous energy he experiences within. So, meditation is the oldest and most effective ways of quietening the mind, release past thoughts, be fully present to know the joy of the moment, transform the quality of our thinking, and begin the healing from inside out. When somebody is hurt by somebody, insulted by somebody, encounter some difficult situation in the life, many people cannot forget it. For years together, they will be thinking and thinking and thinking. That's why they secrete all these stress hormones and suffer from many diseases. So meditation is the only way to finish all these things. Forget the past and always think positively, be happy and jolly. So, Rajyoga meditation is the ancient Indian method of treating the mental depression, anxiety. Today, yoga, what people think? Sitting in Padmasana, Sirsasana, Halasana, Bakrasana, these are all yoga people are thinking. But these are not yoga. See, when Arjun was tremendously anxious, depressed and trembling, and he was thinking he was not able to decide what to do. He put the Gandhi there in the earth and he was totally depressed and disheartened. At that time, God taught him yoga. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is entirely a yoga sastra. There are 18 chapters, all are karma yoga, bhakti yoga, sankhya yoga, all yoga, yoga, yoga. So God taught yoga and he started again, rejuvenated and started doing his work. How? God never told you go there and upside down, head down and legs up, do sirsasana for 10 minutes, you'll be all right. He did not ask all these things. And so Rajyoga meditation is a totally mental procedure. Mental procedure, it has nothing to do with your body, physical body. And today the researchers, the science has told, just recently it has been published, divine words can defeat diabetes, says research. Bhagavad Gita can inspire lifestyle changes. Bhagavad Gita tries to eliminate negative mood states such as grief and anger. Relaxed mind is a prerequisite for diabetes management, and blood sugar control cannot be achieved until mind is stable and calm. It is this research was done in South here, the Osmania General Hospital here. But actually, this is again, you see, in Dhaka and in Karachi, in Pakistan also, there are many colleges are there. They are working together. They work together, and they have proved all these things. So now, all of us, we believe, we now understand that spirituality has a role, a major role for treating various ailments and to give complete health. So Yogasana was taught by Maharshi Patanjali long back. We had almost forgotten. Now Ramdev Baba, all credit goes to him. He restarted again, motivated the entire globe, and our Prime Minister, Mr. Modi ji, again he popularized it. But majority of people, we think that yoga means physical postural exercise. No. Yoga is for mental health and asana is for postural, the physical health. So Maharshi Patanjali taught yogasana for complete health, mental and physical health. But gradually people forgot this yoga, what is yoga, and confined to this asana, these postural and flexibility exercises, and they thought that this is yoga. But this is not yoga. Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual University is teaching yoga, which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And I believe all of you have come here all, and you will understand what is this. And don't go here and there. It is my request from the heart. You dedicate the whole your time here only. You have left your profession, and in your busy schedule you have come all the way here, and take much whatever you can get from here. Our sisters, Sister Usha is actually in the entire globe. She is talking about the secret, what is the reality in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. People have misinterpreted it, they are not able to understand. Honestly, believe me, I must have read 100 times Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but I was not able to understand it. But when I joined this Brahma Kumari long back in 86, in 1 hour only, I could understand everything. So, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is now it is taught by God Himself, which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The holy scripture of India is almost forgotten by the people. The secret unveiled by Brahma Kumaris today again. And treatment of the mental aspect is equally rather than more important than the pharmacotherapy today. We are focused on pharmacotherapy, drugs. But no, they have serious hazards also, side effects also. All of us we know. But still, there is no alternative. So, is the conventional approach to diabetes effective? No, I can say no, because this is the evidence. Just look at it here. In a tertiary care center in North India, 81% people, they do not achieve their HbA1c target. Same scenario. I have traveled almost all parts of the world. You go to Australia, you go to USA, everywhere the same scenario. Blood sugar is never controlled. Majority of the people never control, and they come with multiple complications. So, a single approach is not going to help. That's why the holistic approach. And what is holistic approach? The holistic approach, there are 8 aspects I will discuss. And the 8 aspects are all in this diabetes terminology itself. D-I-A-B-E-T-S. Main kahunga, ye ashtanga yoga hai diabetes management ke liye. We talk about ashtanga yoga. What is D? All of us, you know. D? Brilliant. But it is not only diet. Diet and de-addiction. Unless you de-addict people, unless you teach what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, whatever drugs you give, their sugar will never be controlled. You have to teach them thoroughly regarding diet. Then you must de-addict, otherwise they will come with multiple complications. And tobacco, alcohol, they have severe side effects on our pancreas, your heart, your liver and all these things. And the anti-diabetic drugs, they have drug interaction with alcohol. They cause severe hypoglycemia. Cannot resuscitate, I can tell you. So, you have to diabetic. Next is I stands for injectable and oral drugs. If a patient is just diabetic, he may not take any medicine. Just lifestyle modification, he will be free from diabetes. I'll show many patients. But if somebody is already diabetic since long and he has multiple problems, you have to give the right medication. Whether it is tablets or injection, insulin, you have to give. And next, A is awareness of its seriousness. Diabetes, how serious people do not know. Do not know. It is a silent killer. That's why ultimately when they come, by that time they have heart attack, they have amputation, they have nephropathy, blind, so many problems. And B for behavioral therapy and motivation. Majority of the people, human, out of all these animals, human being, I think, is the most indisciplined. We don't have time to get up, time to sleep, time to eat. What is the life today? Nobody gives an alarm to get up in the early morning to the birds. All the birds, they get up early in the morning, start chirping and fly away. In the evening, all the animals, they come to the. And look at our people. In the cities, what is the lifestyle? So, it is a behavioral disorder. People do not eat timely, sleep timely, they do not take the medicine properly, do not do exercise. You have to constantly motivate them. E for exercise and physical activity. Majority of the people, we have become sedentary today because of the scientific gadgets and we do not exercise. So, exercise is a must. Exercise is the best insulin sensitizer available in the market, better than current medicine. Whatever medicine available, it is the best insulin sensitizer. If you exercise, your own insulin starts working, your sugar becomes controlled. I can show many patients. But people do half an hour exercise and 15 hours in front of computer or television. Everything is nullified. That's why whole day also we should be active. And T for timely test and monitoring. People do not test. Many patients, they come to me and in our hospital, I see them, they become free from drugs and everything, they go away. And they will be saying, doctor, we have said alvida, goodbye to diabetes. And I am very happy, I am glad to actually convey you that I am free from diabetes. After 3 years, again, doctor saab, 3 se 3 se ho gaya. Like, kyun ho gaya? Ye phir se start kar diya na, cold drink pina, phir se burger, pizza, exercise aajkal nahi karta, phir ho gaya. And they do not test also. 3 saal ke baad aate hain mere paas, main puchta hoon, kaise ho? Doctor saab, bahut acha hoon. आपकी जो गोली है ना, जो लाल वाली गोली, वही खाता हूं और किसी के पास नहीं जाता हूं, आपकी गोली खा रहा हूं. आपका शुगर कितना? शुगर कब चेक किया था? वही जो 3 साल पहले करके गया था ना. तो क्या हाल होगा सोचिए. सो पीपल डू नॉट नो व्हाट टू टेस्ट, व्हाट टू मॉनिटर. एंड ई फॉर अगेन एजुकेशन एंड एम्पावरमेंट. एजुकेशन इज द ट्रीटमेंट. प्रोफेसर इलियट जॉसलिन हैज टोल्ड द पेशेंट्स हु नो द मोस्ट लिव्स द लॉन्गेस्ट. Today people do not know about diabetes. That's why they are suffering from all complications. We have to educate people. There is no alternative. And we have to empower people. And S for stress relieving and keeping a balance in life. Those who keep a balance in their life, they do not become stressful. So for stress, people take drugs and they become victim of many complications. If you go take some tranquilizer, again some side effects, you go to sleep, again the same problem is there. So meditation and meditation and meditation, only solution for tension. I can say meditation is the drug for tension and stress in life. And Brahma Kumaris organization, they teach all these things. I am very glad to declare an event. We have started in our Santivan complex down, Diamond Project for Diabetes Management. There I invite in group with their family and we totally change their lifestyle. Early morning, we teach them meditation, exercise, evening also meditation, group exercise, divine songs, and all they enjoy. And in 5 days, even 10 years, 20 years, their sugar is never controlled, they become all right and go from here. And we just launched a few months back here, and now, just a minute. And in our global hospital, since 10 years, we have started this holistic approach diabetes management program, and people from cities, they come to our hospital, and whoever they come, we change their lifestyle. If you visit our hospital, you see how we have created a lifestyle changing center, a lighthouse. There we educate the people, then they transform their lifestyle, and teach meditation to become stress-free. And all of people, whoever they come with such big bundle of files with uncontrolled blood sugar, but in 5 days, that everything becomes, with minimum drug, they become all right. So this is my experience. And I can just share one patient's experience only. Only I'll share and I will conclude. We started late, otherwise I would not have taken. So today, we doctors should be role model for the entire society. We should be role model. We should learn meditation first. Then only you can teach. Because I do myself meditation early morning. So that's why I teach my patients only. So we should be role model. We should be role model. So if we are stressful, we are having diabetes, we are having blood pressure, then how we can change people? People see as examples. We should be role models for that. So all of you have come here all the way. Please learn some meditation here. And just an experience I'll share. Just an experience. Please don't stop it. I'll share one experience, one patient only, how he actually practiced meditation and he is free from diabetes. He'll share his experience. Sound, please. Sound. Sound there. Sound, please. Anyway, it is time. Okay, let me conclude. There are so many patients. I can show hundreds of patients. They have told previously they were not knowing of meditation, and when they came here, how they started practicing meditation, and they now they are free from drugs and their medicines. From 200 units of insulin, now they are taking only 20 units, 10 units, like that. There are so many. It is already time because next speaker is ready. So let me conclude. Thank you very much for patient listening, caring. Thank you.
Thank you so much, doctor. I think it's really a valuable session. Do you all say that with holistic approach, can we say Alvida to diabetics? How many of you say yes? Yeah, this is the result of your session. So I would like Dr. Chandra ma'am as well as Dr. Krishna Kishore just to say a few words about the session.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Srimant. That was a wonderful discussion by Dr. Srimant. As you realize, diabetes is not only about taking drugs. It's a holistic approach, mostly based, most of the management depends on us, on the patient itself, and we have to stress on that and educate and empower the patient regarding diet, regarding exercise, and regarding monitoring and self-management of blood glucose, which is in the hands of the patient itself. And one of the main reasons why all of us are here is to get the value of meditation in a stressful condition like diabetes. And as you know, the chronic diseases are taking a toll on life, not only diabetes, the cardiovascular disease, cancer, and chronic obstructive lung disease. These are the diseases that are creating havoc in the form of chronic disease, and all are stress related. So we have to take care of stress management in the form of meditation and in the form of exercise, regular exercise, and of course drugs, but a lot of insulin can be spared if we are doing regular exercise and meditate and keep ourselves anxiety free. So this is more of self-management of diabetes than on managing the drugs. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And Dr. Sahu and Dr. Das has nicely told everything about the diabetes mellitus. In a medical sense, diabetes mellitus is an endocrinal disease, as all of you know. But nowadays, it has been proved that the stress and the strain of the life is taking major part in the development of the diabetes mellitus. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I'm mostly concerned with the patient which comes with the some complication of the diabetes mellitus, like the patients come with the diabetic neuropathy with pains and tinglings in both lower limbs, or diabetic foot or ulcers or gangrene. So that is the in part of the diabetes. So what the major part of the thing is that, Dr. Sahu told, that the only taking the drugs I mean, the therapeutic part of the diabetes is not only the part of the management of the diabetes mellitus. It is the stress, it is the strain we have to overcome by the different types of meditations, as Dr. Sahu already told. And the meditation, what we were knowing earlier, that just on flexing and extension, flexion and extension of the joint is not the real meditation. It is meditation, it is the yoga, which is being published and which is being given by this Brahma Yogi Kumari. So I am thankful very much to
thank
Dr. Sahu and Dr. Das.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Now I request Dr. Benarisi Bhai to felicitate all the three doctors. Can you please continue the round of applause? Thank you so much. Let us warm up for the next session. Right.